We're talking today about God's kind of love. And this is God's kind of love part two. And I told you on the part one about the Romanian couple that I had met in the park. And I want to tell you a little more about what happened. But before I do that, I want to just review a little bit of things about some of the things that we said about God's love. You know, Jesus Christ was the greatest expression of love that ever came upon the face of the earth. Wouldn't you say that? Jesus Christ. But did you know what? As far as we know, as far as recorded in the Bible, Jesus, as far as it's recorded, now he may have said these words, but as far as we know, as far as it's recorded, Jesus Christ never said the words, I love you. Isn't that amazing? The greatest expression of love. And yet he never used the words, I love you. You know why? Because love is more in action than it is in words. What if I said to my wife, I love you, and then I was committing adultery all through the week? Would she believe my words or would she believe my actions? You see, she would believe what I do. You see, 95% of all love is nonverbal. It's not in the things you say. 1 John 3:18 says, let us not love in word and tongue. Let's not love just with our mouth, but let us love in deed and truth. Love is an action word. Matthew 25, Jesus describes love for himself by saying, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was naked without any clothing and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. He says, in doing it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. You see, love is an action. Love is something that you do. And if you understand it correctly, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10 says that God is not unjust to forget our work and love we have shown towards Him in helping the saints and in continuing to help people. The greatest commandment, Matthew 22, when Jesus was asked what the great commandment, He says it's love for God and it's love for our fellow man. And these two commandments, even though they're two, are really one. Because if we understand it correctly, when we love others, Jesus says you didn't do it. If when you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you're actually doing it unto me. We have an opportunity to love Jesus Christ in practical ways by loving others. That is what the Bible's teaching. And I told you last time that we taught on this subject about some Romanians that I met in a park. You know when that was? That was 7.5 years ago when I met those Romanians. Their life was changed because we sought their welfare and benefit of another individual regardless of how we felt. They were a different color, a different nationality. But I knew this. I knew that God's love would express itself when we reach out and seek the welfare and benefit of others, just like Jesus did. He didn't feel like going to the cross. He said, I didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to do that. But he went to the cross that he was nailed to that tree. And he said, Lord, if there be any other way, let it be. His flesh didn't want to do that. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done. And you know what? He sought the welfare and benefit of you and I on that cross, regardless of how he felt. And 7.5 years ago, I sought the welfare and benefit of some Romanians in a park, regardless of how I felt. About 3 weeks ago, I got a call from the Romanians and they were in tears. 7.5 years they've been here in the United States of America. I helped them get a job. They now live in Kansas. I helped them get a job. They called me and said, we finally got a ruling on our political asylum papers and they're deporting us and they're giving us 30 days to make an appeal and they're going to deport us. Political asylum, you only have 2%, 2 to 5% chance of ever getting political asylum. They went to a lawyer that worked in those kind of things. They said, the lawyer basically said, you don't have a chance. And they were crying. And I said, I don't know. I'm going to pray and I'm going to try to help you. I don't know how we're going to help you. But I thought it was a great injustice to have their children that can't even speak Romanian hardly anymore. They've been here in the United States 7.5 years. They're now teenagers. Their little boy's about 13 years old. Their girl's 15. They don't even know Romanian anymore. I thought it was a great injustice of our nation to send them back. But I tell you what happened. I called the congressman here in Colorado. I had a friend that actually called him. He said, contact the senator in Kansas because the Romanians living in Kansas. And his name is Sam Brownback. I said, great! Because I have a friend that works for Sam Brownback. A friend of mine, her name's Kim Smith. I contacted her and said, Kim, this is what's going on. You're going to have to help us. And you know what? She contacted that senator. They got about four people up in Washington working on this thing. The whole community of Sublette, Kansas, about 1,200 of them, got a petition up, and they got signatures, over 880 people saying, we want these Romanians. We want them here. These are good people. They pay taxes. They work. They're hardworking people. We want them here. And the whole community got behind them. They had a full newspaper article and all of these kind of things of what had happened. And the senator, Senator Brownback, got involved in this thing. And let me tell you what happened. It was a miracle. But because there was high officials in our government and because they understood what was going on, they got a letter saying, we've reversed our decision. You can stay in the United States of America. I went to Sublette, Kansas just a few days ago. And the Romanians didn't know I was coming in. I came in and there they were. They had the Senator Brownback from Washington. It was the last day of President Clinton's impeachment case, so he couldn't be there personally. But he was on the phone with the Romanians talking to them. And the ABC and NBC News was there with the cameras. And he was thanking them for helping get the political asylum. As soon as they hung up, they ran over me, they hugged me, and ABC, NBC News, and the cameras went right over to me. And they said, who are you and how do you know these people? I told them the whole story, how I met these people 7.5 years ago, how I sought the welfare and benefit of another individual because of God, because what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. We went to the big gymnasium in Sublette, Kansas. They had red, white, and blue balloons flying everywhere. They were singing patriotic songs. The Romanians came in. Everybody went in to shout. Everybody was shouting. The Romanians were crying and weeping. And they presented, the mayor of the city came up and presented, today, February 12th, is going to be Jukan Family Day in the honor of these Romanians. Then they took an American flag that the senator had flown over the capital of Washington, D.C., and they presented that flag to them in their honor. They flew that flag. Then they got up and presented them with some papers saying that you're legally here for basically for the rest of your life. And then they all got up and gave a testimony. And then they asked me to come up and pray. And I said this, there's one person we haven't thanked enough yet today. And that's God Almighty. 7.5 years ago in a park in Colorado Springs, Colorado, I was seeking God and asking God, God, I want to reach out with your love to someone today. I was led to those Romanians. I said, I want to help you. And they said, why would you want to help us? I said, because God wants to help you. And I said in Sublette, Kansas that day before I prayed, I said, there's one we need to thank, and that's God Almighty. Because I said to those Romanians that day, God wants to help you. And I can say today, truly, God wanted to help you. Welcome to the USA. You know how that happened. That was a miracle. I knew the right people in the right places at the right time. It was just a miracle. This Kim Smith made this Senator Brownback come and meet me last year here at the Andrew Womack Ministries. He said, you just need to meet Don Crow. And he made him come and meet me. And I didn't know. I was really very uncomfortable. Little did I know that God was setting up everything to help a family, to help a family that God had revealed himself to and his love to. Simply because of the commands of Jesus, that what you would want someone else to do to you, to do to them. It's a miracle they'll never forget. And they'll tell you today, it's because of God. My faith, Anka is her name, the Romanian lady. She said, my faith wavered, but God is faithful and God allowed us to stay in the United States of America. My friend, there's multitudes of people right now that are crying out for love. And the only way they can get it is when you and I make that decision to understand the principles of love from God's Word, that love is kind, that love seeks the welfare and benefit of others, just like Jesus sought our welfare when He went to the cross and died. God bless you today as you look more into these principles of what it really means to love with God's love today.